You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, busy Friday today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. It sounds like Genesis Communications Network has even a fifth channel of phenomenal programming. So, whenever you want to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show or Alex Jones Show or any of the other shows that are out there, go to GCNLive.com. If you don't have a smartphone and can't download the apps, and you could now listen from five different channels of phenomenal radio. GCN is just growing, busting at the seams, phenomenal company, and I'm grateful to be working for such a phenomenal company. We got Don, we got Ty, we got George. I love George. John, of course, Ted Anderson, and everybody there. So, you know, if you do ever have an issue where you can't listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show live, even though we have all those channels, you could always listen to podcasts. Go to that website to find podcasts. We have an iPhone app, Android app. So many apps just falling out of app here, app there, app everywhere. A flow of thing for you guys to get the information that you need. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, some of you noticed that Kraft mac and cheese is very bright yellow-orange, right? Kind of an orangish yellow. In fact, I think they have a crayon of mac and cheese color, don't they? I don't know. But, I mean, the color is so famous that it's just a mac and cheese color. But apparently some mommies not too happy. So two food blogging moms from North Carolina are petitioning Kraft to stop artificially coloring the cheese misc. Lisa Leek and Vanny Hari want Kraft to stop using yellow dye 5 and yellow dye 6, which they claim add nothing to the flavor and can be dangerous to kids' health. They say the food colorings have been associated with hyperactivity in children, allergies, migraine headaches, and more. The moms say Kraft natural colors in the British version of mac and cheese, I guess they use paprika and beta carotene because of stricter rules regarding additives. Yeah, you know, I'm okay with that. The less stuff that's in our food, I'm okay with. I really get tired of us placating to these kids and trying to make food attractive. I mean, it's not like mac and cheese is the healthiest food. Okay, I think if a food is yellow-orange versus yellow versus reddish, I think the kids are going to eat it anyway. So I can understand how people were playing around with food coloring. Now, keep in mind, there's food coloring everywhere. I mean, there's food coloring in Jell-O. There's food coloring in drinks. I mean, there's food coloring everywhere. So, I don't know where these moms are going to go to next. Are they going to attack everything? I mean, you know, having gray and white food. Well, I guess food would most likely be brown if you can't add the coloring. I can understand how this could be taken too far. But, yeah, if there are healthier ways to color your foods, why not? I remember there was an issue with Sudan red dye years ago. I need to look that up. There was something that happened with Sudan red dye, I forget, and it was kind of dangerous. And so they wanted to ban that from certain foods. So, you know, I mean, less is better. I'm okay with that. The idea that we need to make kids attracted to the food that they eat. You know, I guess school cafeteria wants to try to make the vegetables look more attractive so kids eat it. Kids are not going to eat vegetables if they're in a rush to eat and if their friends aren't eating the vegetables. But if their friends eat the vegetables, the kids will take the vegetables and eat them. Okay, I don't think they have to look like Mickey Mouse. I don't think you have to make the vegetables look like chocolate chips. I don't think you do. Now, I do dig the idea of making snacks that are stocked full of vitamins tasty. Okay, so kids think they're eating kind of candy or granola bars or something, and it's stocked full of vitamins. I like that. But again, here's my problem. I don't want kids just taking vitamins. I want kids eating spinach. I want kids eating fish. And maybe we're going about it wrong. Maybe we just need to teach your kids to eat the fish. I mean, there's no option. Your meal is fish tonight. That's it. You eat the fish. You don't pick and choose between a colorful mac and cheese or a colorful hamburger. I mean, that's what my parents did. You ate what was on your plate. If you didn't like it, you didn't eat. Nowadays, I mean, we're placating to the kids. One kid eats one meal. Another kid eats another meal. It's ridiculous. And then these kids grow up to be adults, and you think they're going to choose the salmon or the carp or the orange roughy? No, they're going to choose the hamburger. And even though I think this could be a little ridiculous going after food companies for food coloring, I got to commend the moms for, their efforts. I do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, tomorrow we change, or Saturday we change the clocks at 2 a.m., an hour forward for daylight savings time. I'm not going to talk about health risks with daylight savings time. Apparently the hour is just too much for some people, and they're more at risk for heart attack. Make sure you guys do the adjustment, okay? Avoid the caffeine, avoid the alcohol. Don't get too depressed about it. Don't get too stressed. I think the stress of daylight saving time is what bothers people more than anything else. And I think people make a bigger deal out of it. I do like the idea of considering just not having daylight saving time at all, especially for those of us here in the Southwest, okay? Just keep it daylight longer. I'm fine with that. We're speaking about nutritious bars. There's a company in Utah who has made these cricket bars using proteins out of crickets. I don't know if there's any legs. I don't know if there's any thorax eye. I don't know. But what I do know is this company out of Utah, made by a 33-year-old entrepreneur with a couple of his buddies, a couple of his partners, they have made chopple bars. And these chopple bars are chocked full of cricket protein. They say they're delicious. They come in chocolate flavor, coconut, ginger, lime, and peanut butter. Apparently, they cost a few bucks per bar. People say they love them. Apparently not, constipating them. From what we understand, people are fans. I guess this company is trying to integrate bugs into our daily diet. I don't think I'm ready to go there. I like my meat. Thank you. Give me my steak. Give me a candy bar with chocolate. I don't think I need cricket bars. But, of course, if you guys are out in the wild, you need to get over your fear of bugs and be able to eat bugs, the non-poisonous ones. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Not supposed to go into too much detail, but Pawn Stars on Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern is supposed to have somebody who is very sassy and very stimulating. All right, please keep in mind that was 15 pounds ago when that sassy and stimulating said person was filmed, okay? But it should be a very interesting show, my guess. Pretty exciting, okay? All right, now, Fox News has come up with a really, I love it when they come up with a list of things that kind of dupe us, and they entitled this article, 10 Healthy Imposters, and I am so grateful for them doing that. I mean, I know I should write my own articles. It just, I don't have time. And so when I see something like this, I want to share it with you. I like to give you as much personal, my own original type of information, but when I see something like that, I do want to convey it to you because I think a lot of you are under the impression, like, for example, baked potato chips. That if you eat baked potato chips, you're good. Remember we talked about salads at fast food places where if you go and get a salad, or let's say you go to a restaurant and you sit down and you get chicken Caesar salad. or some of these salads, and you find out that between the cheese and the egg and or the dressing or the chicken on top, you're actually eating pretty damn close to the same amount of calories as something else. So you think because it's a salad, you're good. Just like a chicken salad sandwich or a tuna salad sandwich. You think if you're eating a chicken salad sandwich or tuna salad sandwich, you're good, you're in the clear, you could eat two of them because they're quote-unquote healthy. But then you start looking at the mayonnaise that's put in, and you're like, okay, wait a second, this could be pretty high in calories as well. So here are some 10 health food imposters, they call it, okay? So they say baked potato chips is one. They are high in calories, low in nutrients, still have very little fiber, but yeah, they may be lower in fat. So your baked potato chips, my husband always prefers to get baked potato chips over other potato chips. So I commend the choice, but I don't want potato chips in the house because if there's a potato chip, I'm going to eat it. Okay? If it's not in the house, I'm not going to eat it. And so, you know, reaching for the baked as opposed to another one, yeah, less fat. But don't think you can eat a whole bag of baked potato chips and you're in the clear. You're not. They say instead maybe substitute popcorn. Okay? We've talked about popcorn. You'll get still the same salty taste. Be very careful with the butter, of course. Oil-free microwave popcorn, the butter-free popcorn, or making your popcorn in olive or canola oil can be a much better snack. Okay? Also, sometimes this popcorns, help with fiber, help with poop, etc. So I'm a huge fan of popcorn, just again, not the butter kind. Gummy fruit snacks. Even though some of these gummy fruit snacks contain some juice, you know, usually it's candy that has some vitamins in them. Plus, remember, these candy fruit snacks, these little gummy snacks, contain high fructose corn syrup that causes obesity, etc. So if your kids want to reach for something sweet, maybe some raisins, maybe some dried fruits. Dried fruits make you poop, okay? And remember, real fruits also have antioxidants, okay? Fruits and vegetables, Greek diet, less cancer, right? We know vegetables, fruit, can't go wrong. A diet soda. In 2008, researchers linked drinking just one diet soda a day with a metabolic syndrome, which metabolic syndrome is where you get the belly fat. You could also be at higher risk for heart disease. We're talking diet soda. We also talked about how diet soda could also cause diabetes because it could mess with the pancreas. So they say maybe do flavored seltzer water. If you really need something that is non-water, because I know some of you really hate water, maybe you could use flavored seltzer water, as long as it's free of artificial sweeteners. You get the fizz, you get the flavor, so find those that don't have any artificial sweeteners in them, okay? Of course, I always urge water, but I know many of you, you just need to sip on something non-watery, so I would recommend flavored seltzer water. That sounds cool. Now, they talk about these calorie-free sprays. Apparently, there are spray margarines that claim to be calorie-free, fewer than 5 calories per serving. Some even say 0 calories, but they found that some of these spritzes can actually have a lot more calories than they claim. So I would use olive oil when you cook. Be careful with the spray on. Plus, I always get nervous with the chemicals, too. Okay? But olive oil, we know, is pretty healthy. Non-fat salad dressing, probably one of the biggest hoaxes. Fat-free salad dressings have a lot of sugar. And we've talked about this. When you get fat-free, a lot of times you get sugar. If you order sugar-free, a lot of times there's more fat. So, they also say that you need a little bit of fat to absorb your vitamins. We've talked about fat-soluble vitamins and water-soluble vitamins, where your vitamin A, your vitamin D, your vitamin E, and your vitamin K need fat to digest. Now, most of you digest enough saturated fats, but I really dig the more olive oil and vinegar type of dressing, so if you could do that, that's great. Low-fat cookies, they say be careful because, again, they're loaded up with extra sugar. You may think you could have a whole bag of low-fat cookies. No. They say if you're going to eat a cookie, maybe do the oatmeal cookies, okay? Try to avoid cookies that don't have the high fructose corn syrup, etc. Now, what about these 100-calorie snack packs, okay? 100-calorie snack packs came out a few years ago. I think Oreos did it, Nabisco. Many of the companies came out with these little snack packs. And, of course, I mean, the cookies are so small. So that you could still get your taste. You could still get your, your craving, satisfied with these little sweets. But they're supposedly supposed to have 100 calories. Here's the problem. Because they're so small and because of still the sweetness and the ingredients used, they're saying people aren't satisfied. So they end up taking more than one portion. Now, I'm okay with these 100 calorie snack packs if that's all you're going to do. If in between lunch and dinner, you take a 100 calorie snack pack and you think it satisfies you, great. But if that sugar is going to make you hungry in an hour, no. They say, would rather you eat almonds. Okay? I'd really like to look into the Jordan almonds. I don't like almonds, but I love Jordan almonds. I know they're sugary. I'd like to find out what type of healthy type of Jordan type almonds. I will eat nuts all day long. Like what are they called, like the Boston baked beans? What are those kind of peanuts that have the red sweet thing on top of them? I would eat more nuts if they tasted like Jordan almonds and those nuts. I mean, I love sweet nuts. The problem is again, the sugar. Pretzels, they say. Pretzels usually are fat-free. Most of these boxes of pretzels or these bag of pretzels, they say fat-free. So it looks like a better alternative to chips. But remember, it's refined flour. All right? There's a lot of carbs in these things. Not really a lot of vitamins. They say a 15-ounce bag of pretzels contains the equivalent of 24 slices of white bread. So you are eating, I mean, depending on how many slices of bread, what is that, a loaf? A loaf and a half? Two loaves of bread for a 15-ounce bag of pretzels. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. They said maybe go to whole grain snack chips, maybe do crackers with organic grains. That just, I mean, it makes you want to poop just reading that. But just don't think pretzels keep you in the clear just because they may be fat-free. A lot of carbs. Next, they talk about spinach wraps, according to the Fox News reports. They say spinach powder in the spinach wraps. Now, spinach wraps, it's the green flour wrap. You know how you have the regular flour wrap and then you have the green ones? Well, the green really comes from food coloring. Comes from blue number one, yellow number five. There's not enough spinach powder, they say, in the spinach wraps to really count as a veggie serving. So don't think just because, now I'm not saying don't eat any of these foods, but what I'm saying is don't think because you had a spinach wrap, you had enough vegetables for the day. No, you don't. Okay? So fresh spinach, of course, gives you vitamins A, vitamin C, fiber. If you could put fresh spinach into the wrap, I don't care if you eat a flour tortilla wrap then. You don't have to then go for the green wrap. You see? Of course, whole grains don't hurt. Flavored water. Flavored water claims they have vitamins, and they do. But flavored water can be up to 200 calories a bottle. They say 200 calories a bottle, one a day, can cause 20-pound weight gain in a year's time if you don't burn the calories off. So they say try calorie-free flavored waters. But don't do the artificial sweeteners or added sugar. Hopefully they have natural flavorings that can do it. That's really a big thing. I think a lot of us, not only is it an overeating thing, but we need to drink something that has flavor. A lot of us don't drink water, and I think a lot of the reasons why we don't drink water is our water isn't always cold. Our water bottles get warm, and you don't want to drink the water. You're worried about the backwash. We need to start training ourselves. Get away from the whole sweet drink idea. If not, something that's calorie-free and hopefully flavored with something natural. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, our show is live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time, as well as Saturdays, 10 a.m. So we're going to be starting to go into the legal ethical issues of CPR in facilities. This story has plagued the media all week long, where the 87-year-old woman resident of a senior residence in Bakersfield, California, had died and had, prior to her death, had, I guess, become unconscious in the dining hall. The nurse called 911 and followed company policy to a T, not providing CPR to Miss Lorraine Bayless. Miss Lorraine Bayless was picked up by paramedics, taken to the hospital, where she died. The family has spoken and said, no, we don't want to sue, right? Because I'm sure attorneys have, you know, been banging on the door of the family's residence. And they say Lorraine had wanted no intervention, which is why she chose that living facility. So now there's all this debate on how do you have a facility that doesn't offer CPR. Should all facilities have some sort of protocol allowing life-saving measures? Are we allowed to, in this day and age, legally allowed to have a facility where the workers have to choose between saving their jobs, with company policy, saving their jobs and following policy, or saving a life? Now, I mean, I've heard both ends of the spectrum all week long on this. And again, we're not going to spend too much time because we're going to be talking about this tomorrow. But, you know, many of you said, wait a second, she's a nurse. I don't care what type of nurse she was. If somebody's dying, you jump in. If there was no do not resuscitate order, you jump in and you save a person. Lose your job, I don't care. That's your job, okay? But you have other people going, you know, look, patients, people are allowed to make their own recommendations. If they told their family their wishes, they picked a facility that was very well known to not offer CPR. The facility, held up to its expectations. All right, patient shouldn't be given a refund. I mean, patient unfortunately passed away, died the way she wanted to. So you have these two schools of thought, and now you have many other home health facilities, you know, starting to kind of scramble going, okay, what is our policy? Is this good enough? Is it going to be allowed? Okay, and where do we go? And the reason why this is such a big issue is because a facility will be sued either way. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. This is why I have such a huge problem with the way lawsuits are done in our judicial system. And I'm not talking about the lawsuits that, you know, really deserve to be done. Doctor cuts off a wrong leg. You know, somebody leaves a nursing home resident out in the snow overnight without bringing them back in. I mean, those negligent type of things. That's why lawsuits are there. But you have people that will be sued if they give CPR and the person didn't want it, or a bad outcome comes from the CPR. And that's pretty scary. So what that causes is people to hesitate when it comes to giving the CPR. Now, we don't want anybody to hesitate. When it comes to life-saving, life and death decisions, you don't want hesitation, you want to act. Yeah, you want people thinking it through. But you have somebody sit there and go, oh crap, I need to call my lawyer. Wait a second, let me call my lawyer because we don't have a DNR. By the time that all happens, the patient could die. So some people think that this nurse should be thrown in jail. I don't see how that would ever fly because again, the family is saying this was the mom's wishes. But what if there was nothing in writing? What if there was nothing in writing? Could the family turn around and say, no, you should have done something? And if the nurse goes, but company policy said not to, because they're liable if we do, what the hell are our nurses supposed to do? So we need to have very clear-cut instructions. We need to, as a whole, figure out what is right, what is wrong. In the hospital, this really hasn't been a no-brainer because people that have DNR do not resuscitate orders. It's in big letters on their chart. Sometimes it's hanging from their bed. Sometimes it's tattooed to the chest. So, and the reason why it's such a big deal is because if somebody does not want resuscitation, you resuscitate them, you could be dead in the water, legal-wise. It's a shame you have to think of legality over a life. It blows my mind that that's the society we live in. But people do have a right to choose what they want. Now, some people will say, well, you know, what if an older person is given the wrong information about their life expectancy and they actually would have had 20 more years to live? They might have been happy if you resuscitated them and they're still alive. Well, again, how do you know? That's why we always recommend you do your paperwork, you do your DNR resuscitation orders, you give your facility your wishes while you're of sound mind, while you feel good, while you feel educated on your life expectancy. Now, there's a lot of people in my family that say, no, don't do nothing, pull the plug, etc. Yet I have other family members that say, oh, hell no, do everything. Do everything. Okay? And if that's the case, fine by me. Okay? If they don't want us throwing in the towel, and as a doctor for me, I don't have DNR orders. I want them to do everything because I've seen too many people where the towel got thrown in, and I really don't think the towel needs to be thrown in. And I don't want that happening with me. So I want full court press. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're so selfish. You're going to make your family pay for a ventilator later, God forbid, and you're going to be stuck. No, I'm not being selfish. It's just I like life. I do. And at this stage, I think I have pretty decent life expectancy, God willing. Right? As long as I do what I'm supposed to on this earth, right, and I take care of myself, I don't think I need to start throwing in the towel. But what are we going to be looking at? Are we going to have nurses thrown in jail or be convicted of a crime if they don't jump in and do CPR? We can't go back and ask the patient. We can't. Now, from what I understand, paramedics will attempt CPR usually, unless there is something telling them not to. So my recommendation is to make sure you have something on your person that will inform anybody as to what you want done. Now, a friend of a friend's husband had dropped dead of a heart attack when he went out jogging. The lady had no idea her husband had died or had a heart attack until he didn't come home. So she starts to drive around and look for him. He didn't have a cell phone on. And obviously he didn't have his wallet because he was out jogging. Well, so she starts calling the hospitals, and the hospitals did report that they had a John Doe that fixed the description. All right, I urge you, if you're out jogging, always have some form of ID. Always have some form of ID on you. And if you are carrying your ID, then that's the best time to, that's also a good place to have what you want. If you want full court press, then full court press. Now, usually, as default, hospitals, paramedics will do full court press. They will. Okay? Unless proven otherwise. Okay? But it'll help. I mean, having a card saying, please don't stop. Please keep doing the compressions. Okay? Remember there was a discussion that some people don't do CPR long enough. They quit because they get tired. And I had to talk to y'all about making sure that you have somebody else that could be there assisting you. Because many people will give up on the CPR too soon. Okay? If you want, I mean, many of you are into tattoos. Why not get a tattoo that says on your chest, please don't stop. Please keep going. Because I think it'll incite people and you know, realize that there's a human. You know, when we do a code, and I've been through many, unfortunately. It's quieter than you think. Okay, everybody's kind of yelling and they're doing orders or whatever. But, I mean, the patient is very quiet. And in order to get through the code, some people will have to not look at that person as somebody they're attached to. They have to look at that person as a body to get through it. Because some people, you know, don't mind having the emotion in a place. Some people do. And, I mean, for me, I don't mind. If I was just talking to the person and they coded, I'm okay. Okay, I'm not going to get shaken up. But for some people, they will. And when they do that, they go into, you know, okay, this is a body mode. And sometimes it helps to kind of personify it a little bit. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. So, I guess some scoop was spilled that Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, and Mark Hamill will be in the latest Star Wars movie. Now, I doubt they're going to be running around the place doing backflips with their ray guns. But they will be there. Now, I guess George Lucas, I didn't think he was involved. Didn't he sell the rights to Disney? But I guess he accidentally revealed that the three original Star Wars actors have been signed on for the upcoming Star Wars Episode 7. And they will reprise their roles as Han Solo, Princess Leia, and Luke Skywalker. I know, I always thought that was weird. Princess Leia and Luke Skywalker kiss, right? He kisses a sister, and then later we find out she's a sister. Was that ever a mistake, or was that always in the story? Did they make the third movie so far down the line that they forgot that Mark Hamill kissed her? Or were they like, okay, well, wait a second. We completely forgot when we did the first Star Wars. Remember, it's not the first Star Wars movie. That was Episode 4. Right? It was Episode 4, then Episode 5, then Episode 6. Then they went back in the year 2000 and did Episode 1, Episode 2, Episode 3. Not as good. All right, but, you know, I didn't mind the whole Star Wars reprisal because I love the idea of these companies making money. And I love the idea of, you know, our kids being able to enjoy Star Wars. You know, I really think it unites families when you could like the same thing. Many of us had a big problem when Barney came out because none of us really liked Barney. And when Barney came out, the kids really weren't watching Sesame Street. And Electric Company was already off the air. So we really couldn't bond over this. Now, Star Wars, yeah. Okay, we all like Star Wars. We're all in my family fan of Star Wars. Everybody knows who Luke Skywalker is. Everybody knows who Princess Leia is. Even though my kids thought Anakin was more of a hero than Luke Skywalker in the beginning, I have to set him straight. So anyway, I'm not sure, like I said, what they would do. But from what we understand, they are all signed on. And good for them, because I don't know how their careers are going. I know Harrison Ford tried to do another Indiana Jones. I didn't mind the latest Indiana Jones, but it was kind of disappointing, you know, that he can't do what he used to do. You know, he was still sexy, though. All right. Anyway, I guess Harrison Ford is also in the next Anchorman with Will Ferrell, so that's going to be pretty good. Mark Hamill is good. I don't remember much about Mark Hamill except he was in that car accident. Remember then his face was kind of different. I think he had to have a lot of surgery, so I don't remember much. Carrie Fisher, I know she, I think, went into directing, and she was in Harry Met Sally, right? I think that was about it. Other than that, not much. So, you know, hopefully they get to continue their careers. Because they, you know, it was a good time when we were younger. You know, it was good. It brings back good memories. I think 70s and 80s movies were some of the best that were ever out there. So I'm pretty happy. Many of you are happy about the unemployment rate. The unemployment rate is down to 7.7%, still high, but they say payroll employment increased 236,000 jobs during February. This is from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. I'm kind of confused because you just heard that I think Google firing about 1,200 people, cutting 1,200 jobs? I'm not sure, but you keep hearing that these big companies are letting people go. I guess a Motorola division, I guess, is going to be losing 1,200 employees. So I'm still seeing lack of job growth, but I guess the reason why everybody's happy is they're seeing part-time work growing. And part-time or temp jobs, they say, signal future jobs, permanent jobs. I don't think so. I think temp jobs mean a company is still trying to keep its head above water. He doesn't want to commit. It shows a non-committal attitude of the boss. You know, because some people say, well, the reason why you use a temp agency is because you don't have time to hire and train. Well, there's obviously plenty of people out there that want jobs. So to me, people aren't going to a temp agency because they're too busy. They're going to the temp agency because that's all they want, a temp. They don't want to be dealing with the unemployment. They don't want to be dealing with, they want to be able to, especially with Obamacare coming into play, you know, not having a rigid, fixed number of employees. So to me, that means no, the economy, you know, isn't growing. We're still in trouble. But, of course, liberal media is trying to say, oh, yay, everything's fine. Yay, Obama. Wonderful. They also say the government jobs have dropped, I think, by about 10,000. Okay? They think many of those government jobs are teachers losing their jobs. Okay? I'm not sure where this is going to go, especially with the sequester. But they are reporting that unemployment did go up in February, unemployment rate at 7.7%. If so, then that would mean I was wrong. Usually we see after holiday hiring a huge drop, especially where I live. But I guess if throughout the country there was more hiring, that is wonderful. I'm great, please. Trust me. I want our country to be successful. I don't want to be right. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So now the tuna recall. Bumblebee and Chicken of the Sea tuna has now expanded its recall to 3 million 5-ounce cans. They say these cans were improperly sealed at a California plant. Thus far, no illnesses have been reported, and they say the manufacturing problem that caused the mistake has been fixed. The loose seals could obviously allow the fish to spoil, sicken consumers. Consumers and retail should throw out the tuna. Don't feed it to the dog or the cat. Throw it out. Apparently, some were still on sale as of Wednesday, so we're talking a couple days ago. Bumblebee recall includes 2.4 million cans of tuna shipped and 51,000 cases, up to 22,500 cases reported of seeing the loose cans. So, they're talking about the tuna in water, tuna and oil, not just tuna in water. I don't eat tuna, so we should be good. For those of you now looking at your bumblebee tuna, I need to look, but we do have tuna for the cat. You're really not supposed to give cats tuna because of the high urate, right? But sometimes my cat wants some tuna fish, and he doesn't shut up and leave me alone unless he gets his tuna fish. So I have to give him the tuna fish, and then he's happy. I guess they were cans that were sold January 23 to Wednesday with a Best Buy date of January 15, 2017. Are you kidding me? Tuna can last 4 years? Wow. Also, that includes chunk light tuna with a Best Buy date of January 18, 2017. See, when you're in doubt, just get Freeze Dry Guy, right? You can probably give your cat Freeze Dry Guy, right? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A jury in L.A. on Friday ordered Johnson & Johnson to pay $8.3 million in damages in the first lawsuit to go to court against the company in connection with the recalled all-metal artificial hip. The 12-person panel declined to issue punitive damages against the company right now, saying it did not act with fraud or malice in marketing the device. Johnson & Johnson now faces some 10,000 lawsuits from patients who received the implant, which was known as the Articular Surface Replacement, or the ASR. The ASR, which the company recalled in mid-2010, was one of the highest early failure rates of any orthopedic device. The internal Johnson & Johnson document introduced at the trial estimated that some 40% of patients who received the device will now have to undergo a second operation to have it removed and replaced within the next 5 years. Artificial hips are supposed to last 15 years. So these guys got duped. And for any of you that have ever been through a hip replacement surgery, it is not fun. It is not fun at all. It is painful, and it takes a lot of physical therapy. Okay? Speaking of duped, looks like the TSA was duped as an undercover inspector carried a fake bomb in his pants. A fake improvised explosive device, an IED, in his pants. Was able to get the two security checkpoints as well as a pat down. Okay, apparently Red Team, which was a 4-person team that went through the airport's Terminal B on February 25th, posted as ticketed passengers. Terminal B handles American Airlines, JetBlue, and Delta. The undercover imposter was able to get this through. They will not tell us what in this IED, so terrorists don't make it. All right, guys, have a great rest of the weekend. Don't forget to change your clocks. Be safe and God bless.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.